Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, December 18th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, some senators reportedly want Al Franken to stay, and what will Minnesota businesses do with their tax cut? There's a story on the Politico website today that says four senators are urging Senator Al Franken to reconsider his decision to resign. Franken said earlier this month that he would step down amid allegations of sexual misconduct, but he didn't specify a date. Nevertheless, Governor Mark Dayton has already announced a replacement for Franken. Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith is in Washington, D.C. today looking for a place to live once she takes office. She also says she will retain Franken's top two staffers. A Franken office spokesperson said last week they expect that Smith will be in place as a new senator in early January. And Governor Dayton said he had a cordial lunch Friday with Republican State Senator Michelle Fischbach about her new role as lieutenant governor. Tim Pugmire reports.
There was no press access to the private lunch or its participants, but Dayton later described it in a statement. He said they ate walleye and hot fudge sundaes. Also on the menu, a discussion of Fischbach's pending move into the lieutenant governor's office. The state constitution requires Fischbach as Senate president to fill the vacancy created when Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith leaves to replace U.S. Senator Al Franken. Fischbach contends she can hold both jobs. Dayton disagrees, but he said he told Fischbach that her standing in the Senate is beyond his purview, and he wants an opinion from the Attorney General. Despite their political differences, Dayton said he's fully prepared to work with Fischbach as lieutenant governor. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
The deadline for farmers to enroll in the state's first agricultural health care co-op has been extended. Mark Stile reports.
The extension means farmers have until Wednesday to sign up for insurance. The co-op, 40 Square Cooperative Solutions, says the deadline was extended because a late harvest season delayed farmers' consideration of the health care options. The co-op says it's hoping for 500 enrollments in the program. So far, there have been just over 400. The organization has been pushing for a farmer-owned healthcare co-op for almost 15 years. But the effort gained new momentum when multiple insurance carriers left the individual market in 2016, leaving many farmers without coverage. The state legislature then passed a bill earlier this year allowing for farmer healthcare co-ops. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.
Republican leaders in Congress hope this week sees passage of a massive tax overhaul that includes cutting the top federal corporate tax rate to 21%. It's now at 35%. Enacting the plan would likely put billions of dollars in the pockets of major Minnesota companies. But what would those companies do with all that money? Martin Moylan looks at some of the options.
Big Minnesota-based companies haven't said much, if anything, about what they'd do with tax savings. Republican leaders say the tax cuts will spur growth. The Business Roundtable says a poll of 123 CEOs found that the vast majority believe the tax package will increase investment and hiring. Charlie Weaver says that should hold true in Minnesota. He is executive director of the Minnesota Business Partnership, whose members include CEOs and senior executives from the state's largest employers.
They want to expand here. They want to grow in Minnesota, which means that they would put more in research and development. They would put more in building new things in capital, which would result clearly in hiring workers. Those are going to be good wage jobs.
But companies certainly have other options that would put money in the pockets of investors instead of workers. And soaring stock prices indicate investors are betting corporate windfalls will be heading their way. Glenn Johnson is a senior vice president at the Mars and Power investment firm in St. Paul.
The indications that we're getting and what we're seeing is that it's at least in the near term likely to be more share buybacks, higher dividends.
Dividends are the portion of earnings that companies pay out to investors. With share buybacks, a company buys its own stock off the open market. The goal is to reduce supply and increase the price of remaining shares. whatever companies do with their tax savings, the amount they save will vary widely. That's because the tax rate companies actually pay spans a large range, depending on how and where they make their money and other factors. Johnson says companies that get most of their sales and profits outside the U.S. will probably benefit less from tax reform. That's because the taxes imposed on earnings abroad are lower than in the U.S.
3M or a Medtronic, companies with a lot of foreign operations are already paying at a somewhat lower rate than a Target or a United Healthcare. So the Target and United Healthcare, because they're paying at a higher rate, when the U.S. rates drop, they're going to benefit more.
United Health Group's effective tax rate, which includes federal, state, and other taxes, was 40% last year. So the corporate tax cut could slash that by roughly a third. Edward Jones retail analyst Brian Yarbrough says Target's tax bill will likely drop significantly.
That could be anywhere from a 15 to 20% boost to earnings.
A 20% jump in last year's earnings would be more than $500 million. Would the retailer hire more people, raise wages, and accelerate store openings? Yarbrough thinks not. He predicts Target will pass the savings on to shareholders. Conversely, U.S. Bank and its investors may not get as much of a kick from tax reform as its peers. Analysts say the company has strategies that keep its tax rate well below the 35% level. Piper Jaffray equity analyst Kevin Barker figures U.S. Bank could use whatever savings it sees to lower interest rates it charges in hopes of fueling commercial loan growth. And some could be invested back in the business, especially for mobile banking and technology projects. But he says,
I don't expect them to be too aggressive returning a large portion of this back to shareholders.
Whatever companies reap in savings from the Republican tax bill, it's clear their responses won't be the same. And there's little consensus the money will wind up fulfilling promises of more jobs and higher wages. Martin Moylan, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.